Toronto Zoomer Radio, so much great music. Kim Mitchell, Rod Stewart, and Sir Tom Jones on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Your first impression of Hadestown, the hit Mirvish musical, is a charismatic, distinguished guide, a narrator, a gentleman who weaves his magic through the entire show. The cheeky Mr. Hermes is played by brilliant actor Nathan Lee Graham, who is here now. Welcome, Nathan.
Good morning. Good morning, and thank you.
Good morning, Nathan. Yes, both Sam and I have seen Hadestown. Both of us loved it, have been raving about it. And you look like you're having such a good time playing the suave and sexy Hermes. What is it that you enjoy about this character?
Well, I love being sexy in the morning. This is really quite wonderful. I must tell you that it's such a wonderful role to do, and it's so unique because whoever plays Hermes has to show who they are, actually, their own personality, if you will. So because we break the fourth wall immediately, I come onto the stage and I immediately break the fourth wall, which means I bring the audience in for the show. The audience becomes a part of the show right away. And the role is so unique because I weave in and out of the show as a character myself. So I become a part of the story, and then I come out of the story,
Yeah. And
I sort of lead the audience. So it's such a wonderful role to play because I get to do all of those sort of wonderful theatrical things, you know?
Yeah, for sure you do. Lots of winks and nods to the audience, too. Is this your first time on stage in Toronto?
Oh, my God, no.
Oh.
I've been coming to Toronto since, I believe, 1994. The first project I did here was, I believe the place is called the Hummingbird now. It was called the O'Keefe Center.
Yes, of course. Wow.
So that was many moons ago. And I did a wonderful musical called Once on This Island with the fabulous and wonderful, God rest her soul, Salome Bay.
Wow.
So, yes. So, you know, she was a wonderful artist here in Toronto and around the world. And so that was my very first project, of course. And then I followed up with that with Showboat at North York, of course.
Right.
The Hal Prince and Sue Stroman tour. And then, of course, I was next door to where I am now. I'm at the Royal Alexandra now, but I was at the Princess of Wales doing Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, of course.
I played
Misunderstanding, the Tina Turner role there.
Wow.
So we were there for a stint. And then, of course, I've shot many things here, which we won't speak about.
No, the timing is not good for that.
Yeah, so I've had a wonderful time here in Toronto. I always come back and immediately go to the St. Lawrence Market, which is my favorite market.
Yeah,
one of my most favorite markets in the world, actually.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
It's a wonderful time being here in Toronto.
Wow, you're like an honorary Torontonian because you've basically been here on and off for 30 years.
Yes, I love it. I love it so much. You know, when I got into my Uber, he was, I wanted to go to the sort of Punjabi, sort of East Indian district on Girard. And, you know, East Girard, because this is where I love to buy wonderful fabrics and clothing and, you know, all this sort of wonderful stuff for premieres and stuff when I'm here. And he didn't know where he was going. So I said, listen, I know where I'm going. You have to turn here, make a left there, make a right here, and go all the way east. So we had a good time.
Yeah, you're definitely a tour guide for Toronto. That's so funny. Can I ask you just, it's kind of an inside baseball question, but we had really fantastic seats, and so I could see all the details of all your outfits. What was the feathers on your cuffs? You had feathers on your cuffs.
Yes, so in the lyric, it talks about Hermes having feathers on his feet, which, of course, historically, from the mythology,
yeah,
he does. But it's a little bit more difficult to maintain that, technically, mm-hmm. on stage.
Mm-hmm.
So the designer, and I believe that I'm the only Hermes that has feathers on his cuffs,
yeah,
to be honest, was inspired by, I guess, my, should we say, je ne sais quoi? And so he put feathers on my cuffs. much to my surprise, because I don't believe there are even feathers on the in the Broadway production.
No, there aren't.
None of my understudies have feathers either. So I was so flattered and so honored to have that happen. He wanted literal feathers on me because he said, Nathan, it's like you fly when you come out on stage.
Oh, yes.
Indeed.
And Nathan, so, as you say, it's rooted, Hadestown is rooted in Greek mythology, but there are a lot of themes running through this musical. Just very quickly, some of the timeless messaging that the audience gets from it.
Well, I think you get the message, first of all, about trust. Trust between relationships, between humans, between mythical creatures like the gods, but also trust between you and the land and the earth. There's a recurring theme about our relationship with the earth and how we treat it. So I think that that's super important in this musical as well. And you get these recurring themes about sort of love and betrayal and longing and lust, these wonderful, wonderful themes. And then also, of course, in every mythological story, you have suspense. And that is really amazingly portrayed throughout Hadestown, because even if you know the story, you don't know how we're going to interpret it, how we're going to do it.
Yes, so absolutely. Exciting. Yes. And it is such a wonderful interpretation. Our guest is brilliant actor Nathan Lee Graham, currently starring as the charming and cheeky Hermes in the hit Mirvish musical Hadestown, on through August the 20th here in Toronto at the Royal Alexandra Theatre. Thank you so much, Nathan.
My pleasure. And we're going to swing it again and again and again.
I love it.